to Conceito late on when, you know, he looked through the game. I don't think Greeny had a lot to do in terms of shot, stopping shots. You know, the dressing room's in there is, you know, good. You know, I've said to him in there, I've said it's the first time that I've seen this group of players come in 3 games now and be gutted that they haven't won a game away from home. And there's loads of points we can learn from today, and that would be a little bit of game management, a bit later stages of the game, and the ability to see out games. But on a plus point, you know, we played a tough game Saturday. We did a hell of a trip on Tuesday night, and I do think there was a few heavy legs later on in the game. We picked up a couple of knocks, which sort of, I had to play my hand early on in terms of the game plan that we had. But look, I think we've come a long way in a short space of time, and I think the boys have shown a real positivity in what they've done. You know, we had supporters coming down to the dugout and sort of having a laugh at us because they'd equalised against Guiseley, and I sort of said to the players that, you know, this is a massive club, football club we've come to. I think there's 4,500 sort of supporters here, but we need to create and embrace that mindset that we are, that when teams score against us, that they've had to work really, really hard against us. So look, I'm pleased with where we are at this minute. There's an awful lot to do, an awful lot of building to do. But the early signs have been quite pleasing.
Yeah, it was a really tough afternoon in many respects. Obviously, you've mentioned the injuries, the two injuries that forced the changes, but you weren't afraid to change it tactically when we went 4-1-4-1, and then you pulled it back to a 4-4-2, and we just seemed to have done enough at that point, actually, and it seemed to work, the changes, by bringing on Reece Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone knows me knows I like to play with two centre-forwards and two wide lads. I prefer, you know, attack to be the best form of defence and to teams to deal with us. We got a little bit sort of tongue-tied early in the second half. You know, they altered their system and played the boy Kelly just in behind the front two. And it sort of... it bamboozled us a little bit in terms of our shape. So, you know, to counter that, we was 1-0 up, was away from home. You know, we thought we got through it. We just became a little bit disjointed, and sometimes that's not down to us. That's down to the opposition throwing caution to the wind and making sure that, sometimes you just got to go man to man and see a game out. But look, once again, it's a learning curve for us. It's something that I expect us to learn from. And if it does happen again, then I'd hope to think we come in with a clean sheet.
Yeah, and it's 3 points in 3 games, and we've looked very solid since you've joined us in such a short spell on time. But also great to get a first goal off the mark and a goal against a club that hadn't conceded for such a long time. 5 games with 5 clean sheets up before today.
Yeah, well, look, I thought the first half, it was a threat. You know, even though sort of our shooting was a little bit wayward, we looked positive in the final third. We looked as though we wanted to take the game to Wrexham. That's a positivity. It's about changing a mindset at a football club and changing attitudes to one, how we perceive ourselves, but two, how other clubs perceive us. And at the minute, we've become very, very hard to beat. We've had 3 really, really tough games. If you'd have said sort of Eastleigh at home, Barrow away on a Tuesday night, and a Wrexham on a Saturday, you know, there's a few eyebrows that have been raised. If you said you got 3 points. I personally think we should have hung on today, and I really thought we should have beat Eastleigh. So, then again, I'm an eternal optimist. But look, it's we've come a long way, really, really, in a short period of time, and I think the players are grabbing concepts and working hard. So I can't ask any more of the players.
Got a bad news for you. It's not going to get any easier, is it? Dover on Saturday, team in the top of the table, and won 4-0 today.
No, like, I was laughing with the chairman and just said it was a great time to come into, to Guiseley with a set of fixtures we've got. But look, there's no easy games. I know that's the old cliche, but look, as long as we're improving, as long as we're moving forward, as long as we're trying to do the right things, then I'll be happy.